What's up, everyone? It's Nurse Blake, and welcome to our ultra mini first ever miniature episode. It's me, and of course, I'm here with my husband, Brett, with two T's.
What's up?
We are actually sitting in Beck's Motor Lodge and Barbecue.
And daycare or something.
Barbecue spot.
And shoe repair.
They don't even have real barbecue here.
In San Fran?
No.
Or at the Motor Lodge.
At the Motor Lodge.
Yeah, it did say something in barbecue.
But I know.
Definitely
isn't that so
no
funny?
Restaurant here.
We are in San Francisco. We are actually recording this podcast in real time. And I've already got messages that you guys are waiting for the podcast. So I'm so sorry. But listen, we are 3 hours back since we're in California.
Right.
And that makes a huge difference.
And you did eight shows in 7 nights or something.
It was a lot.
It was a long run. So you slept in.
So today's our little self-care day. I am going to get go to the spa, babe, at 3.
Oh, what are you going to get?
Just a facial done.
Okay.
Like I'm getting this the super SF deep cleansing hydration facial.
Oh my gosh.
At 3 o'clock.
That sounds intense. That doesn't sound relaxing.
Yeah, it does. You guys know I told you guys before about would you prefer like a massage or a facial? And I typically prefer facials because I spend a lot of time on my skin, especially lately. Now that I'm 30.
I can't imagine what your routine's gonna be like when you're 40.
Oh my gosh. Can you even
will
believe?
I ever see you?
Can you even believe? That's so funny. We actually did get massages last night, Thai massages. And that's basically my favorite thing this week.
Oh, they were incredible.
They were so amazing. So we've gotten Thai massages before, and I've loved them. Such an incredible experience, but last night was amazing.
Wow. It was intense. I didn't know I stretched in those directions.
So what a Thai massage is, basically we got there, we checked in, they put you in your room and the bed is on the floor.
Yeah.
It's on the floor. And then there's bars above you with straps hanging down.
It's like college.
It's so crazy. And yeah, with your bed on the floor.
Yeah.
I used to sleep with our mattresses on the floor growing up.
Yeah, me too.
It's not fun. It's actually not bad. We did that. Didn't we have a mattress on the floor?
We did. You're
right. Was
that
in Houston?
Where was that? No, that was in Orlando, I want to say.
In our apartment.
Yeah.
We slept with our mattress on the floor. Oh my God.
Classy.
So funny. So anyway, so the bed is on the floor and then the massage therapist.
Yeah.
Massage therapist comes in. And she crawled on my back.
Mm-hmm.
Because she uses her knees and her elbows.
They're gymnasts.
And yes. And then they stand up and then they walk all over your back and they move your body in different ways. Massage envy could never.
Oh my gosh.
Massage
please.
Envy could never.
No, they put you in these crate. It's almost like.
It's like yoga.
It's like partner yoga.
It is.
Which is really, really cool.
It is.
Yeah, I was so impressed.
What's unique about it is they don't use all the oils for the whole massage. They actually lay a sheet over you and they do most of the massage with the sheet on top of you.
Yeah, so you're not all oily at the end. They only used a little bit on my neck.
On my shoulders. Yeah. So a really cool experience. If you ever get the chance to try out a Thai massage, definitely look it up. You're going to love it.
Especially in San Francisco.
Yeah, that
it was
really
amazing.
Cool. Also, our favorite thing this week is segways.
Yes.
We went segwaying. I went 3 times here in San Francisco. And we do have a little break here. We had a day off here before our Sacramento show. And then we went out and did the double show in Sacramento. Then we came back because we have 2 days off. So we actually get on the bus tonight and we head to our last 5 shows.
Yep.
In 3 days.
Crazy.
Eugene, Oregon, Portland, Oregon, and then Seattle. We close it up, close the books for 2021.
It's bittersweet because we have had so much fun, but this has been so much work.
But we're adding more shows.
Absolutely.
So, of course. So
it's fine.
So thank you to everyone who's come to the show. If you are in the Pacific Northwest, Some of the double shows are sold out, but there are some seats available to the ones that we've added. So you could get tickets at nurseblake.com. But segueing was so fun. I've never segued before. And I was a little nervous, honestly. I thought I was going to fall and bust my face. But I did it, and it is amazing how stable these machines are.
They're so intuitive.
They're so intuitive. So you get on, you don't even have to like put your hands on it, and it just balances you out.
Yeah, you could just stand normally. If you want to move forward, you just kind of... just kind of lean.
Just like a little pelvic thrust.
Yeah, just give it a little lean, and all of a sudden you're like zooming forward.
It goes up to 12 miles an hour.
Yeah.
And what's sketch here is all these hills.
Oh, in San Fran.
Yes. Yeah. So segueing up and down these hills.
It's amazing.
I know.
Yeah, it's so funny when you go uphill because you have to lean. I mean...
although
you feel like you're going to fall right on your face.
You feel like the wheels are going to come out from under you and you're going to fall on your face.
But it doesn't let that happen.
And then going down the hill, you're leaning like all the way back. And
going down to me felt safer than going up.
Interesting.
I don't know why.
I guess.
It's almost like being on an escalator. You just kind of like...
yeah.
Yeah. But it was super cool. And what a neat way to see the city. We did not do a Segway tour. I know, I thought they only had Segway tours. You know, you see the goofy line of people with the, you know, the leader in the front. And in all these cities where we've gone, we've seen Segway tours and we're like, we'd never do that.
No.
This one was you just rent it and you can go wherever you want.
It was SF Segways. So if you're ever in SF, get a Segway. It was 30 minutes to the Golden Gate Bridge. And what was so cool is you're going down these beautiful, stunning paths. It's not like you're just in a boring street and then you get to the Golden Gate Bridge. I mean, because we are segueing on gravel, on these little trails, and there's beautiful trees.
We went under the Golden Gate Bridge.
We went
that was
under
cool.
the Golden Gate Bridge.
It was beautiful.
It was beautiful. Not golden, the bridge. It's red. It's orange.
Well, yeah. Yeah. I mean, it wasn't named after the color.
Oh.
Yeah.
What was it named after?
I think the actual, that passage is called the Golden Gate, even before they built that bridge. And so it's the Golden Gate Bridge.
We have to try to make it to the Golden Gate Park today, but we might just do that in my dreams because I think I'm going to go back to
bed. I think you're probably going to. You look like you're about you like.
I look like
you
shit.
You woke up.
I look horrible right
just,
now.
I just brought you a small hot vanilla latte with oat milk from Pete's.
Pete's Coffee, my first one.
Yeah. What do you think?
It's really hot. They really turn up the temperature.
It
here.
Was hard to carry it
it's
back to the hotel.
It's really hot.
So I brought you this coffee and you like popped up. You're like, okay, let's record our mini-sode. And then I can just tell you're going to like crash again.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
That's okay. Just wake me up at 3.
Okay,
so I could go to get my facial done.
Oh, jeez.
That's what I have going on. No, but these segues are so, it was so funny. I'm glad I did it 3 different times because day one when I was on the Segway, with Kelly, my best friend, Fabulous Life RN on Instagram. She's so funny. She's so great. I love you, Kelly.
She's awesome.
She doesn't listen to the podcast. Kelly is awesome and amazing, but I didn't get off the Segway the whole 3 hours because getting on and off is a little scary.
Well, I mean, as soon as you step off, it naturally moves forward. So you have to like grab the stem and step off. But if you like pull it left or right, all of a sudden it's like turning because you can like walk it around.
Oh yeah. So it's never off. It's always in the forward direction. So you, to get off of it, you have to like hit a curb or a wall and then you get off.
Well, no. Well, you step off before you hit the curb or wall and then you just walk it up to it.
It's,
I think maybe that's where the
that was scary, and that's why I never got off the whole time. I never got off.
Just slam into a wall, and all of a sudden you're
parked.
You're parked.
But what's so weird is if you like, let's say you were to crash on the item on the Segway.
Yeah.
If you crashed, it keeps going.
Well, or if you just like step off, if you like bail off of it.
It keeps
which
going
is a bad idea.
For a few seconds and then realizes you're not on and it just slowly falls down.
Yeah, and it just sort of does like a controlled crash. They're the cutest things.
They are really cute.
They got like a little mind of their own, but
so funny.
When you're on it, you don't even realize it. You're just standing there, just kind of like leaning around and just zooming all over town.
Zooming all over town is so funny.
It's going to take, Segways are going to take off.
Then the guy, Segway guy, who invented it anyways?
Dean Kamen.
Okay.
Invented it. And he is not the guy that died. Everybody says, oh, the person who invented the Segway died on one. I do think there was like an engineer or somebody like rode one off a cliff. These are not like self-driving. Like, it's not like a self-driving device. It doesn't know where it is or where it's going. It doesn't have cameras. It's not going to stop automatically. If you lean forward and you just go off a cliff, then it will go off a cliff. It doesn't know.
So funny.
It assumes that you know.
It was beautiful out here. You know, just like we said, we were going to move to Austin. I'm like, we're moving to San Francisco.
Well, before that was LA, because we were in LA.
Yeah. And then it was Chattanooga. It was
Iowa City. Yeah, it was Milwaukee. It was everywhere.
It was everywhere. Yeah.
Everywhere we go, we want to move there.
Well, thank you guys so much for being listeners of the podcast. This is our little mini tour episode because the tour, we knew this was going to be a busy, crazy, like final stretch of the tour.
Yeah.
So thank you guys so much. If you have come out to the show, it's been so much fun. We are going to be taking a break of the podcast next week because it's Thanksgiving.
Yep.
/ Brett with 2 T's birthday.
Oh, shit.
It's your birthday next week.
I know.
We haven't talked about it.
I know.
So we're going to be off next week. So we're wishing you and your families a great holiday / Brett with 2 T's birthday because everyone will be celebrating you, babe.
Everyone always takes 2 days off for my birthday.
Are you excited? You're going to be 40.
I don't know if I'm excited about that.
40. You should maybe come to get a facial with me so they can moisturize your face.
I probably need that.
Gotta get you on a skincare routine.
Yeah, at some point.
Skincare routine.
It'll be too late by the time I'm ready.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Well, I love you guys. We are gonna be home so soon. I can't believe the end of the tour is coming to an end for this year before we add any more dates, but we are gonna be back in Orlando. So the podcast will be resuming.
Can I say Blake is already back under the sheets and starting to lay down into bed. He's literally sleep. I'm probably going to have to finish this podcast because he's like slipping into unconsciousness.
It's all you. You could outro us.
No, it's your podcast.
Outro us.
Go for it.
Thank you guys so much. We love you guys. Have a great week and we will chat with you after Thanksgiving and Brett will be 40.
Oh gosh.
Yay.
I'm going to be so wise when we talk to you
next
in 2 weeks.
You're going to be so wise. You're not even going to... You won't even recognize. All right. Talk to y'all later.
All right.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.